The Senate Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee voted unanimously to pass a bill that would create a process for the State Division of Indian Affairs to change the names of geographic sites in Utah whose current names are related to Native Americans. Democratic Senator Janie Iwamoto from Salt Lake City sponsored Senate Bill 10, which creates an application template the Utah Committee on Geographic Names would use when submitting a name change request to the United States Board of Geographic Names. Several people spoke in support of the bill during public testimony at a committee hearing on Tuesday. Shana Snyder is a member of the REPEAK committee, which seeks to change the names of geographic sites that refer to Native Americans using derogatory language. Snyder says it's imperative to allow Native Americans to have more input in the process.
I believe the Senate bill on geographic name changes will help better community efforts like the one I'm associated with to understand the name change process and help facilitate the changes of many offensively named sites. This is a way to ensure tribal nations that are connected to such geographic locations have consultation and a voice through this outlined and simplified process.
Currently, there are over 50 locations in Utah that use the derogatory term squaw, which Snyder says is associated with the word prostitute and was originally used to demean Native American women. Ed Narano, who also spoke in support of the bill, says there's no good reason why so many landmarks should still continue to use the term many find offensive.
It's very heartbreaking when my daughter asked me one time when she was growing up, why do people call me squaw? And it was very difficult to answer her. And then now also hearing that from my granddaughters, that shouldn't be happening.
The bill passed out of committee on Tuesday and is now heading to the Senate body for its initial floor vote. For KCPW in downtown Salt Lake City, I'm Tim Pierce.